good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moving Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 megahertz. This repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moving on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all just the parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2VLA.
N2PFK, listen again.
And KC2NBU.
Okay, we got three right there right off the bat. We got a KD2VLA, N2PFK, and KC2MBU. I guess we'll start here with Clint. Good evening. What's going on?
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, not much to tell you. I had a doctor's call this morning at Lowellville Hospital. Got that out of the way and I worked at my fence around my garden. Lost some fence in the snow, so I got that straightened out. Guess that's about all the news. We'll say 73s. KD2AIT, this is KD2VLA. We're clearing, missing out.
Okay, Cliff. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Okay, N2PFK, I believe that's Walter, I don't know which one it is there, but good evening, what's going on with you tonight?
N2PFK, Jeff, not doing too much, had a little bit of work outside in the nice weather, and now I'm just taking a kicking back and listening to the different frequencies, over.
Roger, I see you're on Echolink, where are you located?
Located in Bridgeport, just outside of Syracuse. About 5 minutes away from Oneida Lake. Over.
Okay, roger that. Well, thanks for checking in. We're here every night, 9 o'clock. Feel free to check in at any time. Okay, we're going to move on to KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's up?
Oh, we got 47 degrees up on the hill here. Took advantage of the nice weather and decided to take advantage of the soft ground, and we've got these rocks slowly coming up out of the lawn, and you hit them with the lawnmower, and every year I dig a few of them out, and I had one that stuck up about 3 inches, and by the time I was done digging, I had a 3-foot in diameter boulder. Then I had to come up with some dirt to fill in the hole. My tractor wouldn't lift the boulder, so I had to kind of roll it, pushed it with the bucket, and rolled it up and out of the way. I thought it was just going to be a little stone. I didn't expect it to be a boulder.
Roger that. Like the tip of the iceberg. Well, I know there, I think it was Clint that used to take one of those blow torches you hook to a propane tank there and would heat them up and then just crack the top of them off with a hammer, as I recall. But did you ever get that trailer off the lawn there while it was frozen?
Yeah, I got the trailer off. Didn't even leave any tracks. It worked out great, but by the time I got to where I was going with it, half an hour later, the sun had heated everything up and my two-wheel drive truck sank, left 10-inch ruts. Had to leave the trailer where it sat and get a running start to get out. Came back with a four-wheel drive later.
Roger that. Well, get one of them all. Glad you got that cold helped you out a little bit anyway. All right, well, thanks for checking in, Ray. We'll catch up with you later. Hey, that's the bottom of the list. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
This is KD3VPS.
WD2RUQ.
Okay, we got two more. I believe that's EchoLink there. KB3ZPS, Brandon, good evening. Where are you coming from, and what's going on tonight?
KB3ZPS, to net control. I am currently located in the eastern shore of the United States. The state is Delaware. And tonight, I guess it's just kind of been a chilly night, and been up to Cub Scouts helping out. I'm an Eagle Scout, just got my rank of Eagle Scout here recently, and been kind of hanging out up there helping out, and just made my way home, and our local net tonight at 8 didn't actually happen. I don't know for whatever reason, but it wasn't on, so I guess I'll have to catch it next week. And I decided to hit EchoLink and see what was going on. Back to net control, KB3ZPS.
Okay, Brandon. Well, it's probably similar weather here. I think we're about 35 degrees out right now. Last time I checked, anyway. I think it was 35. I'll have to check that again. My thermometer is a little crazier sometimes. All right. Well, thank you for checking in and. Congratulations on the Eagle Scout. I know that's not easy to do. That's probably the most, well, it is the most difficult thing to achieve there in that organization. So, congratulations. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. Feel free to check in at any time. Okay, we'll go over to another Echo Lake station, WB2RUQ in the Hudson Valley. My father there, good evening. What's going on?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Here in Henry Hudson Valley. Not much. Quiet day today. It was overcast all day. It was kind of crappy, but no bad weather. I think we barely touched 51. We're currently 48 degrees. So things are kind of cool for the week. And really nothing else to report. Just taking it easy. It's on the iMac for a good piece of the day. And oh, if Clint's still listening, the article in the current NRA magazine on the 1894 32 Special Winchester, a guy had one that was either made in 1900 or 1908, and another one from 1925, and it had a good write-up on them. Nice little weapons. Okay, that's it here. WB2REQ.
Okay. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Okay, well, it's for my myself today. I worked a little bit, and we had a bunch of errands to run in Utica. Stopped in and seen WA2OFK up there at St. Luke's. It looks like he has a good chance of getting out tomorrow and heading home. We'll see. He always kind of play that stuff by ear, but it looks like he'll be on his way home. So, we'll let everybody know tomorrow if that's the case. And then other than that, I got to work here for the rest of the night and make up my time I lost by doing stuff like that today. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Daryl John, thanks for the information on the Winchester. I'll look it up.
Okay, roger that. Any other comments or queries?
Yankees are still 1-1 in the bottom of the seventh.
Oh, roger that. I turned you down there. I didn't want to hear the score. This is like you say Yankees. I turned it down. I got TiVo in it there, or you know, DVR in it there in the other room. So I'm going to watch it here when I get done with work. But thanks for the update. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, with that, I'm going to get back to my dinner. We had a late one here today because we've been running around so much. And I'm going to close this Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Clint, Walt, Ray, Brandon, and John for checking in tonight. And say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
KB3VPS. Clear.
Thank you.
N2PFK, clear the frequency.
With nothing additional being heard, this is N2ADV. I'll be clear in QSY 730.